of us, I would say we probably have 100 games we haven't played.
So you guys are set for the next 100 episodes.
Yes.
Yeah, easy, easy. We have too many games. The one we're playing next, I will say this, there was a Reddit gift exchange recently. Are you familiar with that?
I think we talked about that.
Oh, that's
particular on a particular episode we do not speak
of. Oh, that one, yes. So you are familiar with what that is. So there was a board game one, and last year I received the Entertainment Tonight board game in that exchange, which kind of was the whole genesis of the kidnapping of Squeaky Kitty on the Big Fatty Show, because it was just some random thing I came up with at the beginning of the show, and when Big Fatty couldn't find Squeaky Kitty...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
A particular episode we do not speak
of. Oh, that one, yes.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2021 of the BFO for Big Fatty Thursday. The 22th of October, 2015, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I basically got nothing. Be ready. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty going old school. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Okay. What is it, Squeaky? Okay. You're still upset about that kidnapping, and you didn't like the beginning of today's little show. Okay, because it brought back bad memories. Okay. It's okay. You're back now. That's all that matters. And it's blame it on Curtis. Yes, Big Fatty, as always. The kidnappers. No, it'll be fine. It'll just be. Y'all just let me take care of this. Y'all go over there. Big Daddy, you take care of it over here, okay? Hello.
Now, hi, Big Fatty. This is Tappy Smelly. I'm calling because I noticed it's getting very near Halloween, and on your little show, you are starting to use little sound effects spliced into your regular songs. And it was, it's fun. So we decided that we would get together and record some new sound effects that you can sort of edit in and put into your existing little song segment things. So I'm going to go first, and I'll leave a little bit of empty space around it so that it's easier for you to edit. All right, here goes. Whoa. All right, there you go. Cricket, yeah, step right up to the mic and leave space around it. Leave space. Oh, that was so much better. That was good. Big Fatty, that I did a ghost, and Cricket did a witch's laugh.
I should think it was be obvious.
Aunt Tappy?
Yes, yeah.
I didn't really appreciate the scolding we all had.
Please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's not discuss it now.
Right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Arrgh! Oh, I'm a zombie, and I'm going to eat your cute little brains out.
Oh, Aunt Tappy.
Oh, that was great. Oh, you mean that wasn't good?
No. All right. Big Fatty, please don't play this on your show like you did the other day. We're going to regroup and come back at you. I'll call again. We'll be better. We'll be better.
Okay, I've got to tell you.
Big Fatty, he hung up on you. He did hang up on me. Oh, see, it's okay, Squeaky Kitty. It's not the kidnappers. It was just Toppy Smelly and that Aunt Tappy. Oh, you don't like zombies. Okay, all right. Yes, okay. Toppy, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It sounds to me like you've got your ghoul. You've got your ghoul impersonation down. And I hate to admit it. I hate to admit it, that damn cricket. That damn cricket that nobody, you know, everybody loves Raymond, but nobody loves Cricket. Be ready. That damn cricket, she was actually pretty good. Yes, Big Betty, and I love Aunt Tappy. Well, anyway, but Toppy, you know, you asked me not to play it, but you know, by the time I've played it, you know, I can't really go back and unplay it. No, Big Betty, you cannot do that. No. Can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it. Y'all, as one is wont to do on Hump Day, y'all went to the Vons East. y'all, I was not impressed. I was not impressed with what they had on sale in the circular. Y'all, they did have some Halloween-y candies on sale, but I've already bought my Halloween candies. But y'all, they had the Paydays. Have you ever had the Paydays? They're lovely. But maybe I'll get some of those the day after, you know, November the 1st. Yes, Big Betty, All Saints Day. But y'all picked up a few things, not a whole lot of food, but a few things. Y'all, they had the spinach bacon bagged solids on sale. Picked up one of those. Peanuts. Oh, y'all, I picked up a bag of roasted salted peanuts to have there in the coal mine. Y'all, I needed something to clean my glass doors. Big Fatty, I bet Toppy Smelly would suggest white vinegar. Well, anyway, got some soft scrub bath and bowl cleaner. Big Fatty got me an onion. Y'all, I realized that I had not had any Jet Dry in my dishwasher, so I picked up a thing of that. Y'all, I got what is that? RB. Y'all, they had some of those breakfast pizza pies on sale, so I picked up a box of those. Y'all, the good Bafarin was on sale, but I just bought some, so I just picked up 1 pound. And y'all, you know, I've been getting the ingredients to make the the crema sausage balls. And y'all, they had the Kraft fine shred sharp cheddar cheese on sale. Buy one, get one free. So y'all, I picked up a couple of bags of that. And y'all, that's all I bought. But y'all, I looked old, y'all, and I had a cutie pie Edmund. Check me out. Y'all, he's just a good-looking young man. And y'all, he thought, oh, look, there's Big Freddy. He's ancient. And y'all, so I got the old person discount. So y'all, I spent $26.83, but I saved $9.49. And Big Freddy, you didn't get a damn thing to eat, per se. Well, that's all right. We'll just eat all the shit that's still in the refrigerator. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, there was something in the Villa mailbox. Yes, Big Betty, it's in an orange envelope. And y'all, it is from that Moose Pea. And y'all, on the back of it, it says Gay Crema. So y'all, I'm not going to open it up today, but I just wanted to announce that I do indeed have it. Y'all, I've got, in fact, let's just review. Let's just review who we've got Gay Crema cards from. Y'all, we've got... We've got one from Big Ricky, and we've got one from Princess Hannah and the Boy Genius, and we've got one from the Robs, and we've got one from Moose P. Yes, Big Betty. Anyway, I think we'll just wait and open all the cans next week, because y'all, you know, next week is a Gay Crema. Yes, Big Betty, we love Gay Crema. and y'all, next week is also the fire. It is the fire. And y'all, I used to like to go out to the fire here in Charleston, but y'all, it has just the first of all, the traffic is horrible. It is just horrible. And y'all, it has gotten so damn expensive. Y'all, you really can't enjoy it worrying about the getting there And having to buy all that fattening food. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all Granny goes every year. Every year he goes, and y'all, you know, me and Miss Kitty used to go there for many, many years, but y'all, we just don't go there anymore. But, you know, I'm sure Granny will go. Maybe we'll have a Granny report. He'll probably have explosive diarrhea. Big Fatty! Y'all, that's pretty much everything off my list. Big Fatty, what are you going to do for the next 10 minutes? I don't know. But y'all, a couple of things. You know, we did the quiz programs yesterday, and y'all, there's another quiz program that I'm watching, and y'all, it is just lovely. And I think I've mentioned it on here before. I've heard that Ching Chong John Ong, Big Fatty, talk about how he loves it. Y'all, it is the Great British Baking Show, and y'all, it's a competition. It's a competition, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it comes on the PBS, and y'all, it's just wonderful. It really is just wonderful, and they just bake. Ready, set, bake. But I like the judges, I like the two hosts, and the contestants, y'all. It's just a nice show, and it's like I think there's like five of them left, so it's not going to be on much longer. But y'all, Sunday nights, check your local listings for times and channel. Anyway, and y'all, there was something else I was going to tell you about the y'all got a testimonium from the turnip head. Y'all, he says, Big Freddy, I don't know if I can stick with this dance, and y'all, and he's behind, and you know, I gave the who was thrown off the dancing this week, I hope I didn't ruin it for the turnip head. No, Big Fatty, I think pretty much the dancing ruins itself. Anyway, I couldn't decide what that Paula Deen was dressed up as, and y'all, that Tara in Michigan, who's now married to my emigrated straight boyfriend, Naught. Y'all, she sends me an e-letter on Hump Day Afternoon. Her recorder. Here is what inspired the Paula Deen watch. What, huh? Well, here's what inspired the Paula Deen watch. Madonna Vogue MTV music. Y'all, I'm gonna sneeze. Oh, Big Freddy, could you turn away from me next time? You just covered me in snot. Well, anyway, but y'all, I'm gonna go on the YouTube. It is evidently 1990. Y'all, that's 25 years ago. Big Freddy, Paula Deen was even young then. Y'all, I'm gonna look at it. Tara doesn't like the word panties. I don't know if you knew that or not. Big Fatty, thank goodness you didn't say it. We'll take a look at that, Tara. I hope you gave Naught an appropriate number of spankings for his celebration of exiting the birth canal last week. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's just see what else. Y'all, do you remember back when you were younger? And the reason I bring this up is it's still around today. But y'all, remember back when you were in school and you had to sell that world's finest chocolate, you know, and it was the chocolate bars, and it had the almonds, in it, you know, almond Redenbacher, I believe, really like these. And but y'all, they were a dollar a bar or 50 cents a bar or something like that, and you know, is usually selling it for the school band or something like that. Well, y'all, there's a guy in the gold mine that his son or daughter or something is selling the world's finest chocolate, and y'all, they're about half as thick as they used to be. But there's Stella Dollar. And, y'all, the other thing that they offer is chocolate-covered raisins. Well, y'all, I love chocolate-covered raisins. Fatty, you don't like raisins. I hate raisins. But if they're covered in chocolate, y'all, they're delicious. But don't put them in a cinnamon roll. I won't eat them in that. But anyway, I've bought every little bag of the chocolate. He's out of chocolate-covered raisins. So, anyway, but they've got three different kinds of chocolate bars. It's with the almonds and with, like, Rice Krispies. And one of them has the caramel. Yes, Big Fatty, the caramel in it. But I don't know that I'm going to do those. Because, you know, I'm not sure it really is the world's finest chocolate. No, Big Fatty, it's false advertising. But anyway, y'all forgot to tell you, over the weekend, you know, I had, over the summer, I had planted some gardenia bushes in some pots that I had on the steps of the villa. And, y'all, I'd put two little bushes in each of the pots, and, y'all, one bush in each pot died. They just, I don't know what happened, but they died. But the others did just fine. And, y'all, when I went to the Sam's Club a few weeks ago and got the big pots of the colored mums, they were in their own pots. Well, anyway, I decided I was going to plant these gardenia bushes in the ground. And, y'all, there are a couple of places along the side of the villa up near the front porch that there just wasn't anything planted there. I don't know if there was initially something there and it passed away. Anyway, so, y'all, I got out a gardening shovel, and, y'all, I dug little holes, and y'all, I planted these gardenia bushes in the ground on Sunday. So I guess I've got a green thumb, Big Fatty, a green thumb, so I was real proud of myself doing that. So anyway, y'all, that Gavin, you know, he does that stick it with a poke little show every Saturday night. Big Fatty's usually over there on Saturday night. Y'all come and join us in the chat room, the Cheddar Chat Room. He put out a twitty early this morning that said, whenever Big Fatty talks about the new construction in the Fat Acres, it makes me think of a poltergeist. Y'all, I guess I don't know what that means. I said, trust me, the only horror in Fat Acres is Big Fatty, it's right here in the villa. It's all right here. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, for somebody who didn't have a damn thing, you sure filled it up. Well, I mean, Big Fatty, you have a way with words. That's just all there is to it. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, we're I noticed when I was out on my walk, we're getting closer to a full moon. It's going to be Tuesday. So, y'all, you can watch that as it grows larger. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the game night gals, and I believe that was Taylor the Latte Boy on there with them. And they just had episode number 200. And Taylor, how are you going to remember this episode?
A particular episode we do not speak
of. Oh, that one, yes.
Oh, Big Fatty, what did we say that they won't speak about it?
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.